Searching a former president's home, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Trump blasting the FBI and Justice Department as corrupt after agents executed a court-approved search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago resort home in Florida yesterday. Democratic Congressman Ro Khan telling MSNBC...
This gives me confidence that the Justice Department is really pursuing this thoroughly, objectively, and in a non-political way.
Republican Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody questions the level of action taken.
What is uncommon, I can tell you as a former federal prosecutor, is a raid by dozens of FBI agents over what we hear presumably is a document dispute.
Some reports indicate the search is part of an investigation to discover if the former president kept classified documents after leaving the White House. Voters in four states today will determine their party's nominees for statewide and national offices. Primaries are now underway in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Vermont. President Biden this morning signing the CHIPS and Science Act into law. The bipartisan measure is designed to help U.S. manufacturers build semiconductors and reduce the nation's reliance on foreign computer chips.
Fundamental change is taking place today, politically, economically, and technologically.
In about an hour, the president is scheduled to sign the NATO accession protocols for Finland and Sweden, days after the Senate voted 95-1 for approval of the alliance expansion. Both countries made bids to join NATO in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Powerful explosions rocked a Russian airbase in Crimea today, and at least five people, including a child, were wounded. Russia's defense ministry says munitions blew up at the base, emphasizing the installation had not been shelled. But Ukrainian officials speculate that it was hit by Ukrainian-fired long-range missiles. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two people and a suspected gunman are dead following a shooting and hostage situation at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting near Daytona Beach, Florida last night. Edgewater investigators believe it appeared to involve a domestic dispute. Two men are being retried today in Michigan after a jury months ago could not agree on whether or not they were guilty of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
A federal grand jury last April admitted they were hung when trying the cases of Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., who federal prosecutors charged with a conspiracy to abduct Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The men are being retried in a federal court in Grand Rapids. The FBI says they infiltrated a Michigan group looking to target the governor for her COVID-19 restrictions. Croft and Fox's lawyers say they have First Amendment rights that are being trampled, and they were the victims of entrapment. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A popular 60s game show is getting a reboot.
Password is back. The 60s game show is revamped, hosted by Jimmy Fallon and Kiki Palmer.
We're all here to play Password!
There will be 8-hour-long episodes with celebrity and contestant duos competing for cash prizes using one-word clues to guess the secret password. Celebrity guests include Yvette Nicole Brown, John Hamm, Chrissy Metz, Martin Short, and Heidi Klum. The first episode pays tribute to Betty White, who played on the original series. Password airs Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Twitter says it does not know how many anonymous account owners were affected by an exploit of its software or where the victims are, but it says the effect of the electronic exploit is global. That exploit lets users see at login if a particular phone number or email address is tied to an existing account. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.